Chapter 3. Reading to Communicate. A former student of mine is now teaching at a community college, and she came to my office to comment that although there are many hints available about how to improve people's speaking, listening, and writing abilities, to be a good reader would be a first and basic requirement. It is certainly true that without input, there can be no output. So let us look at how non-native speakers can improve their reading ability in English. Initially, you need to acquire certain strategies, since reading is actually an interaction between reader and text. The reader goes through a complex process of applying the linguistic and contextual clues in a text to the reconstruction of the text's meaning in the reader's own mind. Thus, reading is not a passive skill at all. We do not simply receive information, but actively interpret what the writer has written. The way writers organize their ideas, the words they use, their choice to be succinct or verbose, all of these contribute to our reactions to the text and to the writer. According to the objectives of the reader and the difficulty of a text, one of several reading methods can prove appropriate. Scanning, skimming, intensive reading, and a combined method known as extensive reading. Students at the college level should be able to use all four methods. You certainly use these methods in your regular reading experiences in your native language. The fastest method is scanning, and it is used when looking for, as an example, interesting newspaper or magazine articles while on a commuter train. In such a case, only the headlines of articles would need to be read. In study, you might scan a book's table of contents, looking for relevant chapters to examine in preparing a research paper. For taking in a little more detail, skimming is a good method. When you do this, you read only the first sentences in each paragraph. This can give you a rough idea of what the author wants to say, since in English, paragraphs usually start with a topic sentence that introduces a main idea to be developed. Skimming is important and useful when you need to learn the contents of a lot of material in a short period of time. For instance, at American graduate schools, students are required to understand more than 100 pages of reading assignments each week. Without employing the skill of skimming, they would not survive. When a grasp of the details of a text is necessary, readers do intensive reading. This is reading for the purpose of understanding not only the major ideas of the text, but also their development and the specific reasoning behind them. This level of understanding would be required when examining a project proposal or writing a review of an academic paper. When you combine skimming with intensive reading, the approach is called extensive reading. This approach is necessary when writing research papers or academic theses. First, a large number of books, newspaper articles, magazines, and website information on a particular topic have to be skimmed. Then, pieces that are relevant and central to your analysis and arguments are read intensively. In essence, reading contributes to input by helping you to gain knowledge and information, and also to output by leading you to construct your own analyses and arguments based on news sources and experts' research information. Your own communication of ideas is made better by the choices you make of what and how to read.